Even now, Mr. Benjamin starts at me the second that I walk in.
Ah, gentlemen, thank you for gracing us with your presence. Please, take a seat.
This guy's voice is so slimy, he thinks I don't get his sarcasm. But I ain't no send out. I pick up the chair closest to me.
Take it where?
I say innocently. Marcus is slyly grinning. He knows I'm just getting warmed up like cookie dough. There's a couple other heads in here with us. Two girls in the third row near the window and some Donnie I don't know. They know me though. And they're looking up because they know they're in for a treat. Still, I wish the others were here to see it. Ah, you think you're funny, don't you, Mr. Charles? Or how funny does another detention tomorrow sound? Man smirking at me like the boss man of Morley's who charges 20p for sauce. Marcus raises his eyebrow, waiting for me to respond. I can't speech him out disrespect and let this teacher finesse me immediately after.
Not as funny as your shirt,
I tell him.
Why is it so small? Out here looking like a Lego man in a crop top.
Okay. Mr. Benjamin's got a fake grin, trying to play it off like Bantz, and I will let him off, but I spot Marcus's phone in his hand, subtly recording. Can't stop now. The crowd wants a show and I ain't one to let them down. Can't look weak in front of my loyal subjects, and I pay back their respect by entertaining them. So I look Mr. Benjamin up and down for extra effect.
Nah, for real, that shirt could rock a motive, you know. I can see the outlines of your vital organs. That shirt is so tight.
I pretend to squint at his stomach. Sir, are you digesting a bagel? I can literally see your heartbeat.
Right, that's enough.
He's gone bright red, and I can't tell if it's anger or embarrassment or that Ken doll-sized shirt cutting off the circulation to his face.